say good morning to you and you and you. Happy good morning. I just hope that you're doing fine. And if you're nowhere on the East Coast or you're somewhere on the East Coast, I hope you're not too overwhelmed with the cold and the snow. Well, maybe some of you do like the cold and the snow. However you like it, just hope you're keeping safe. And of course, with this pandemic, I hope you're really, really making an effort to be safe and those around you also safe. Oh, hey, this is Dr. Av this morning. I'm going to be touching on a topic that may be a little bit uncomfortable for a lot of you women, and maybe men as well too, but it's a topic that we often avoid and we shun it, or we kind of go around it. And those of us who some of us are really, really terrified. Some of us get angry, and some of us scream and mourn, and all of those things put together. The topic I'm talking about, and this is kind of relevant in this time now, when we're talking association with our friends and those friends that we cannot see and touch and all of those good things. I'm thinking, I haven't done any research on it, and don't quote me, but just my own opinion, that a lot of us do have our lives outside of our lives within our home. Secretive, and some of them are right in the open, because nowadays a lot of things have changed or are changing about relationship and how we view them and how we live them and how we interact within the realms of these relationships. So let me give you an example. Well, before I do that, let me tell you the topic that we're going to delve into for another 30 minutes or so. I titled this, Let Me Introduce Myself. I am the other woman in your man's life. Ooh, yes, I said that. Yes, I did. And I know for a lot of us, sometimes you know there is another woman and you're in denial for whatever reason. And over the next couple of shows, we're going to try and break these down and really have a conversation on, you know, some of the things that we have tabooed about, some of the things that we can deal with differently, and some of us can learn to deal with a lot of things, culture, religion, all of that is kind of in the pot, and how we really look at the relationship, the other woman. And I'm going to be talking about the importance too in a lot of people's life, the other woman. And at one time or the other, a lot of us may have been the other woman, or one time or the other, a lot of us may have to deal with the other woman, or constantly dealing with the other woman. So there's a lot to unpack here, but let me kind of go through a little bit of, you know, just to set the pace a little bit going forward. I think we're having a lot of trauma in the home because, again, as I stated before, there may be another relationship outside of the home that holds, believe it or not, that keeps that unit together, that is becoming really non-functional right now. You know, it's up in the upheaval, it's going on now. Aside from people are locked down, they're frustrated, you have anxiety, financial anxiety, among other things, not able to associate with who, you know, kind of put a little spice on the other side of your life and make another side more tolerable. You know, a lot of us, in order for us to sustain a marriage, there are a lot of things that have to that have to be done in order for that to exist. And so with what's going on now, a lot of folks are finding it really, really difficult to be at home, looking into this one person's eye, to look at some of the things that you would normally not encounter with because you're at home, you're at work, or wherever you are for the longest period. And when you come home, it's more tolerable. It's a shorter time space. There are a lot of things that you don't have to get into. You don't have to see at that point in time. So it's very livable. And the livability is maybe you're on the other side making sacrifices in order to sustain this relationship. Okay? So let's look at the other woman in the relationship and sometimes how we view her. We're going to look at how we view her, how society view her, and how religion causes some of this, the way that we look at the other woman. And why is this so important? Or why some people would say the other woman causes my life to be in hell. And other people just learn to live with it. Again, as I stated, the religious bit, you know, what your friends are saying, what the community is saying. And oftentimes the community knows more about you, what's going on in the relationship, than you want to care who's involved in it, you know, as the other woman. So I'm talking about the other woman to the other woman, woman to woman here. So oftentimes we kind of smear this other woman. We call her all kind of adjective that I don't think she deserves that. And, you know, home wrecker and all of those wonderful names. I really and truly don't ever think a woman should be called that. And for one reason, especially, now bear me, listen with me here for a little bit. For one reason, if a person is married, and I welcome any call, maybe we won't do any much call tonight, but 661-467-2407, that's 661-467-2407. This other woman is not your guardian angel out there to guide your man and to remind him that he's married and he has a family at home. This is not the other woman's responsibility. And oftentimes on meeting your husband, the other woman is not aware that he's married, and maybe he lies and never ever admits that he is. Now, I'm thinking that everything, I don't care what it is, if it is the right price, the right time, the right situation, anything is up for grabs. So if you have something that you think you cherish that much, and you cannot guarantee that, because there is another human being who has some other emotion that needs to be taken care of sometimes that you yourself cannot take care of. I'm talking to you, the other woman, right? The woman or the wife. And so this other person, and we're going to come to the opposite side of this too on one of the other shows coming up. And so there are mechanisms that we put into this relationship that really kind of help to keep us on the so-called straight and narrow, the so-called faithful, I don't like that word at all, kind of very depriving, and almost like imprisonment of your emotion. And mark you, I am not here trying to preach in any way to say to anyone out there that this is how one should, what one should do or what should do. But mark you, I'm not doing that whatsoever. I'm just kind of presenting some facts, what I think are facts. And this is just my opinion. So the other woman, we look at her as the worst person in the world. And I think a lot of the time, this woman, who is supposed to be the worst person in the world, is the woman who is saving your relationship. Why? How does that comes when I'm hurting and my husband is spending time when she should be spending at home with me? Because, and here, and I'm just going to be skipping over and over a lot of things, and then we'll come down to a lot more detail in shows coming up. And of course, let me remind you, maybe the shows are not always going to be at 3 o'clock in the morning. So stay tuned for different times. We probably get bugged down to a time that is most comfortable and convenient to my schedule later on. But for now, it's just going to be episodically done. And if you so happen to miss an episode, it's always in the archives right here on Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. And of course, it's the Knowledge Station. Now, we talk about this woman who is bad, who is horrible. But this woman just might be the woman who is keeping your family together. And how the male person really deal with emotions and their emotions to be satisfied is delicate, and also the woman as well. I mean, their emotions that we suppress. I think we are kind of a little bit different too, because the culture and the society groom us to accept and deal with things a little bit different in terms of her emotion other than her male counterpart. However, there are women who sneakily, covertly or overtly, they go after satisfying their emotions as well. Some of them, you know, the little sneaky ones, the so-called perfect religious ones, they can be a little bit, you know, you remember high school, those girls who are really quiet and you think they're almost angelic? They're the ones who usually are doing a little bit more hanky-panky than the most people who are out there, you know, boisterous and all of that kind of stuff. So, on both sides of the fence. How do we deal with emotion, this emotional thing of love? Not only this emotion thing of love, when you get married, you start to say, my husband, my this, my that, you know, which I really have a problem with. The ownership. And I think probably we should look at marriage differently. And if we look at marriage differently, maybe we wouldn't have the divorce rate as high, because marriage is not successful. On overall, marriage, I don't know. Again, this is my opinion here. I mean, you know, we can talk about that. Marriage is not successful. A lot of them, it's emotional turmoil that ends up really, really, really bad. And if we should really sit and look at it and think about people who are not married, people who are not engaged in the kind of deep ownership or emotional ownership of controlling somebody's life because a piece of metal is put on their finger. Do you notice also that you have to take a oath before God and man? You get this big gathering of friends and God coming into it and say, hey, I'll take this woman to be my lawful wedded. I guess more or less some people change that a little bit, but it amounts to the same thing. Before God and man, you promise you will love till death do apart, and then that's a whole not a big thing there we need to talk about too, because if somebody is hitting the hell out of you and being disrespectful to you, you are still going to, you should be staying in that relationship because you took a hold before God and man that till death do us part. And of course some of them end up that death do let them part, because somebody inflicts death on the person they claim they love. You know what I'm saying? So we have to probably start to shift in how we look at people's emotion. Oftentimes we hear women say, oh God, I just want to wait until the children get of age, then I can just leave. Oh my God, just me saying that tears up my soul. If somebody's gonna spend their one life with in a relationship sacrificing themselves because their children. Now, it is very illogical to me, because if you are not happy, and the relationship with between yourself and your mate is not one of so-called love, and I don't use that word because I'm afraid of that thing, it's not one of a loving, and I use it because everybody does, but not that I'm believing it at all. I use other words, and I'll come to that at some point. So if you are living and growing up children in a home that is not loving and cherishing and all of those other good adjectives, and you're making the sacrifice to literally slow poison yourself and your children and all and everybody else in the relationship, because if you have family, they know a long time things ain't going right over the house there, you know. And the woman sacrifices her life for the children, who really don't care one another, who would be better off served if she leaves rather than stay. And I know that again is a whole big chunk of a show that could be dedicated to why do we stay in these relationships, and a mirage of things that we can talk about why we stay in abusive relationship. But again, that is for another show coming up. But this woman who is the real bad thing here. She's out there comforting your man because, believe it or not, many a times it's because he's not getting the comfort at home. And that wonderful other woman, not as nagging, probably always well put together, nails well done, hair well done, and is always waiting for her queen, for his, for her king, to break down the door, or not breaking down the door, literally, to come through the door. You know, she's always prepared for him. The time they've spent together is a short enough time not to have, if they're skillful at doing this, not to have in the bickering and bickering and the yearning of wanting to be in each other's arms, you know, every Monday or Tuesday or whatever time gives way, and sit there at his desk just kind of whimpering over what the emotion that they share when they do get together for the short time. And maybe it's the stealing love on the side that kind of gives this kind of extra, I'm not sure, something. Or maybe it's the lack of responsibility that comes with the relationship, because at home maybe she don't have to think of, to cook in the same way, to do the laundry, to take care of the children, etc., etc. And this is why the other woman works out so well, because it's like a shift somewhat from the reality of life that gives him that emotional capacity to cope with all of the disruptiveness at home. When he goes to the other woman, is usually all together on a normal, you know, normal situation. Sometimes, you know, a man has a relationship where he has the same thing as the other one, because this one has children too for him, as well as wife at home. So that's kind of a little bit different. But I'm talking more, focusing more on, say, where, you know, it's a situation of accommodation and really focus on the emotions, that kind of a thing. When you're with this woman, she can really, if it is an emotional thing of sexual emotion, or it doesn't really have to be a sexual situation, because some of these relationship is, it may end up in a sexual act, but the whole thing is an emotional connection that is really deeper, so much deeper than that. Oftentimes you may see a man going to his other woman, and you know, being in bed, they do a little bit more pillow talking. They're focusing, looking at each other's eyes. They do a little bit more tender touching, and he's a little bit more calmer. He's a little bit more patient. His whole frame of mind is different. She too is deliberate in how, what she wears, you know, how probably the house is put together, you know, all of those good things. It's very deliberate, and he loves that. And she is, I would think, into that pleasing. I need to please her. I don't know necessarily what's in her mind to say, well, you know what, if I please him, or she may be thinking, you know, the reason, first of all, the reason why he's here is because he's not getting what he wants out of life, or what he wants out of an emotional attachment from home. So this is where I become queen number one. because I give him what he wants. And if that man would care to risk his marriage for me, then I must be absolutely special, you know? So maybe that's how she's thinking, how special she is. And this is probably, you know, give the other woman a hell of a lot of power, a hell of a lot of power. So with that in mind, she controls him. Not really control in a sense. It depends on who the man is. Again, this relationship still can, you know, take some hell of a ground. And also, we will talk about in other shows coming up, being the other woman, what kind of boundaries you should set for yourself. Because remember, being the other woman for most of the time, you are committing your entire life, especially those younger women who stay in a relationship where there is another woman, and sometimes they know that this man is going to not leave his wife. The caviar will suit them at the time. But in the meantime, life is going by. Age is catching. Sometimes you don't want to impregnate the other woman because they're careful. Some of them are still careful about what they do and, you know, what they want out of the relationship. But in the meantime, the other woman is required to be faithful to this man who is not faithful to her. Do you understand that? So if you're going to be going into a relationship as the other woman, or as the other wife, I like to call it, you have to set a boundary. So, hey, if I'm going to remain exclusive to you, then here's what I do. You should have to be I'm not going to be inheriting the house. I am not going to be inheriting no pension. Therefore, at my age of 60, and I still not realize in time and time is going away. So what happens? And time just catch up on you, and you realize a little bit probably too late that you have gained nothing out of this relationship, and you're in a real bad position. I mean, you know, going forward, let's put it straight. And this is not the relationship is not geared for compensation in that kind of way, but this is all a part of life. Okay? So the woman, in doing so, she has to put down our requirements of life. You know, how am I going to, what is it that is later on in life I could, this makes sense. Maybe her wanting of children and the constant bickering, oh, I can't get you pregnant. And, but then she can't leave, kind of in a way, or don't want to leave, because everything other than not being able to get pregnant is perfect. And she might be sitting there and thinking, you know, eventually one day he's going to give in, or maybe an accident happened and, you know, we just have to deal with it, or you just have to deal with it. So some of these things are what the woman has to think about. Just before too late. And I know of many, many instances where the exact situation we're talking about does exist, exists, you know, now, and then later on in life when the need for this emotional attachment or this physical emotion satisfaction, when that is not the need anymore, because we go through different stages of life, you know, when you're in a certain age, oh gosh, you have to change that bed 4, 5, 6 times. Then afterward, I mean, you don't want to be as physical. You want a more tenderness, more pillow talking, doing things, going to the park, going to the movie, watch, you know, do something, travel on vacation, in a life like that. For the most part, this other woman is constantly in hiding, and after a while, sometimes, unfortunately, things change with his desire, and the woman is left behind, and literally with nothing to show for this all over all these years. So one has to be very careful, and one has to be mindful that life and time goes by very quickly. And if you're going to be in a relationship as the other wife, there's preparation too, because she's devoting her time. And this should be considered seriously if it is a long term. Now, if it is a booty call and she have her, you know, her thing going on, and it doesn't necessarily involve in other than a booty call, then that is kind of a different, but oftentimes it's not ever like that. So you end up spending 10, 15 years, 20 years of your life with someone that will never be part of your life. And you end up being angry. You end up being extremely sad. But of course, you're always very, very sad for the most part, because when he leaves, the tears start falling. And therefore, until next time, you maybe cry if it's every Friday, you bawl your eyeballs out until Friday again, and you just so attached or addicted to this person, that is hard to even pull yourself out of it, especially if you're a young person. If really, really, if things are going well in the areas that you want to go well, the kindness, the flowers, the gentleness. But one has to also remind, and I'm speaking to like the younger woman, that we say in our culture, see me and come and live with me, is two different things. So although you're temporarily abiding together for the 2, 3, 4 hours, maybe every day, every other day, or every weekend, it's a different thing from when you start to really make house together. Is a whole different ball game. I don't think a lot of us can even imagine having a relationship on the side. And the very few times that the relationship to the other woman, many a times, sometimes it never lasts, because the expectations are so much higher in that relationship. One thing, you know why I like Prince Charles? Because he's one of those, and that is a love relationship that is kind of special and unique. When you, and I'm not really, you know, listen, I'm just calling the shots how I see. You have absolutely what the a queen, a princess, such as Lady Di, young, vibrant, gorgeous. And you have a person who is her senior, big time. Nothing, no Pepsi, no sex, no whatever, whatever. But the man decides, hey, I prefer your Nicholas than this young, beautiful person who the world thinks is adorable. But you little older person, or you little wrinkled face, I love those wrinkles. I love to run my hands on those marks. Those are beautiful to me. Not the beautiful, well put together lady that I left over here. It's hard to understand that. And that is some of the mystery of emotion and attachment. And for someone, I respect that man in a lot of respect. Don't have anything to do with, you know, there's a line here. I respect. It kind of don't have anything to do with emotion. Not that I like this man because of the situation where I think I have my own way of looking at what I think. But I respect him that he had the balls to say, you know what? I mean, hey, this is who I love. There is something in this woman that floats my boat and make my life complete. I hope that's why he would have made that decision. And sometimes you look at a woman and she's drop dead gorgeous, and a man leave her, or for a girl who, oh my gosh, you said, oh exactly, oh my gosh, how could he do that? But there's when we find, I think when we find so-called soulmate, it's not a matter of how someone look, how they talk or whatever. I think it's something really, really deeper than that. Even the persons who are involved in the relationship are not necessarily able to put their hands on it. I often do this informal search, and we're coming up to about 5 minutes on the show. This is the RS Radio Caribbean Radio Show, and it's Dr. Ev here on the mic early this morning. And stay tuned. We're going to be doing quite a few of these shows. If you want to check in with me, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407 is the number to call. Maybe we won't do any call tonight, but we're going to be hopefully getting some guests on the show and really kind of getting some expertise, another side of the show other than what I'm thinking, because I'm not necessarily the most logical thinker. But we're going to delve a little bit more into some of these emotions and why people choose and do the things that they do and choose the partner they do. I mean, as much as we possible can on those topics. It has been wonderful just coming out and hanging out with me. Those of you who are here on the board, thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. This was kind of impromptu. We are going to be scheduling these shows much more often. I'm telling you, much more often. So stay tuned for the next episode of this show coming up. Pretty soon, 3:30, we have our podcast coming up. Some beautiful rock steady music. So for now, I want to thank you all for listening. Do give me a shout out on our Facebook page, crsradio.com. Or Average, which is my personal page, Average, on Facebook. So let me know what you think about the show and if you would like to join me on the show, as my guest. Oh, I know a lot of you will have difference of opinion, and I like that a lot because this is how we learn from each other. Maybe I can teach you a thing or two. You certainly can teach me many things, at least maybe influence me a little bit. I'm not sure. But it has been wonderful. Thank you so much, guys, for hanging out with me. Those of you who are on Twitter, thank you. I'm getting some tweet back here on Facebook. Thank you so much. Join us on another 3 minutes or so for the Rocksteady Show coming up. And also for the rest of the week. Today is what, Thursday? Thursday morning. Friday we have our honey out of the other side of the world coming in at 10 o'clock. Sunny Honey coming in at 10 o'clock on Friday morning. The rest of the show time is 3 o'clock. We have Tim Aldridge. Oh, he has a very provocative show. So if you want to really have, if you really want to get some provocation, tune in at 3 o'clock every day at 3 p.m. right here on CRS Radio. Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, and it's about to end right here on CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show. Thanking you for joining us. And as we leave, one of my very, very favorite songs, it is called Imagine. Take a listen. Thank you. Have a good night. Take care of the one you're loving. And make sure you make some good love tonight if you are or you're in the process of. Good night. Have a good night. Take care. See you soon.